Shalom, shalom, shalom to the beautiful bride of Christ around the world. God bless you wherever you are. I will bring greetings from you from the Bright TV, a timely technology for a time like this, raised and established by God to be a storehouse for his bride in this generation. We're happy to have you with us on Rapture Watch, where we watch and prepare for the coming of the Lord. I'm Olumide Jesus David, and my wonderful brother is with me, Brother Gabriel Onyejaka. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Olumide, and shalom to the bride of Christ worldwide. God bless you. Welcome to another opportunity to learn. Yes, you might have your pen and paper to jot down something, but remember, place every word you hear in your heart. That is where it's needed. God bless you.
Thank the Lord for the tap of revelation he has opened unto us in the Bride Assembly Church. We count ourselves privileged people to know God's divine agenda, to be established in the present truth. And with us today is our wonderful pastor, the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, who will be watching with us, Pastor Moses Alu. Shalom, sir.
Shalom, Brother Lumine.
Shalom,
and your twin brother, Nyejaka.
God bless you, sir.
Shalom to the Bright Television crew, those behind the camera and those behind the consoles. Shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide, and shalom to the lovers of truth.
Amen.
Shalom, if you are just joining us for the first time, we welcome you to another episode of the Rapture Watch, a program put together to help the Bride of Jesus Christ heed the admonishment of the Lord to watch and pray. Things we should watch out for. And remember that a parable of Matthew 25 spoke about the trimming of the lamb when a midnight cry went forth. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. That tells you the gospel of the soon coming of the Lord, expectant church. What they did, evidence, was they trimmed their lambs, and this lamb is revelation. And we hope to use this program to trim our understanding of this great mystery of redemption. And I will end with the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. We pray that God will cause us to say some things here that will help you.
Amen.
To make this journey easier in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, sir. And it'll be great today.
Right.
Before we go into our topic for today, we have some matters arising from the last episode of Rapture Watch, where we looked at the chronology of the seals. We have some reaction from some people, and we love the pastor to make comments on their comments concerning the particular topic we looked into, chronology of the seals. First is the pastor is a typist, a typologist who loves to type, you know, the Old Testament, then types and shadows. Firstly, this particular brother reacting to your teachings last episode of Rapture Watch said types and shadows are not relevant. He doesn't believe in types and shadows. What do you have to say about that, sir?
Well, let me digress a little bit before I answer this particular question. This particular brother, I don't want to mention names for very obvious reasons, so that it does not look personal. Mm-hmm. He sent that observation to me, personal, and he expects me to respond also to him personal. I passed that to you.
That's right.
And you are now putting me here to answer. I wanted you to hear, the other side, what some other person is saying. But what I want you to note is this. I noticed a trend, you know, within what we call the end time message believers, or the followers of the ministry of William Branham. Let me put it this way. I have come across many,
yes, sir,
that believed that message was as it was being presented. Mm. William Branham is this, is that, is this, is that. And people hold it. There are even, you know, various understanding of this ministry. And there are some that follow this, what I call blindly. And in the course of time, they begin to have reason to question what they have been told all along. Mm. One of them is, I think it's from South Africa also. They have their websites.
Yes, sir.
And then another from America.
That's right, yeah.
You know, they also have their websites. But interestingly, I have tried to listen to the guy in America. And he has completely, he has felt being deceived. All the 40 years he spent in the message, following these teachings of William Branham. And suddenly he's discovering things that appear like error to him. And he's suddenly discovering that he has been following fables, questioning a lot of things and digging deep to confirm a lot of claims that William Branham claimed and what the followers are also re-echoing. And because of it, he has completely turned back and is, in fact, he is now turned to say William Branham was false. When they first started, they were polishing it. Now they have come up boldly. Now, so I've always believed this. If you say something is false, it's because you have tested it on a truth.
That's true.
And that's right. The truth, as established in the Bible, in the Old Testament, was the Urim and Thummim.
Amen.
And our Urim and Thummim is the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The Old and the New Testament.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Now, but I see those same people now, they see nothing wrong about women pastors. They see nothing wrong about women wearing pants, trousers. To them, it has nothing to do with salvation. It's legalism. And a lot of other things that the Bible is very clear about. Very, very clear about. But they've been so hit by whatever they have discovered.
Wow.
You know, and the only reason this happens is because they fell into wrong hands that held the message, and they were misled.
Wow.
So this brother also, you know, came out from a core denominational setting in the north, Ekwa Church. And Ekwa, they are known for their doctrines. You know, they have what doctrines they believe. And from my recent interaction with this brother that raised this, you discover that he falls within the same category of the people I'm saying, you know, parade themselves within the message circle and do not even understand the ministry of William Branham. And his faith has been wounded several times. He met one group, left them, joined another group, left them, believed this is the right now. But until he feels delivered by these critics of the ministry of William Branham, who have proved, and then he's now laying it against his experience, and he said, truly, this is false, and he's picking this. What is the result? Is that he has gone back to what Ekwa teaches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's gone back to what the core message of the evangelicals.
Mm.
The evangelicals will not go into mysteries. The evangelicals, they hold on to God love the whole world. Don't, you know, mention anything other than the Lord Jesus and doing his work through the Holy Ghost. And, you know, God loves everybody. And stop saying, if you don't follow the teaching of this man, you cannot be perfected, you cannot go in the rapture. Who we know is Jesus. No, it's evangelical. You know, and don't condemn anybody. And you know, love, you know, and things like that. And what they believe is actually scriptural. But that is milk.
Wow.
You know, that is milk. Wait. The gospel, if that is all the gospel is, then you have no, why will you call it a mystery? What is mysterious about going and tell the people, love God, love, you know. God so loved the world, you know, love your brother, love your neighbor, love, don't condemn. God loves everybody. But like I heard a preacher was saying, that sure, God loves everybody. In fact, the Bible says that God is not happy at the death of a sinner.
That's right.
You know, God desired that everyone should be saved. That is his desire. And that is why he sends the gospel to everybody. But you and I know that everybody cannot be saved. Because we know that everybody will not receive the message. Not because God does not want them to be saved, but because there are people that will just not receive it.
The message.
Cain will never receive it, even if God himself preached to him like he did. He didn't repent. He didn't receive it. You know, and it's not God that made him not to hear the gospel. You know, there's just nothing in him to receive it. And so, when we go to the deep things of the Bible, so you say, does not believe in what?
Types and shadows.
Yeah. Now we talk about wisdom. You know, and wisdom is acquired. Wisdom is acquired. You see, and when you see people who have wisdom, displaying wisdom, you see, they don't speak like people who don't have that wisdom speaking. Now, in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 24, the Bible called Jesus
wisdom and power.
The wisdom and the power of God.
That's right.
You know. So if you say he's the wisdom and the power of God, wisdom. Because the same Apostle Paul told us that if the princes of this world had known, if they had known
that's right,
who this Jesus is, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
Amen.
Amen.
You see, so when you say types and the shadows, why will you say you don't believe in it? Colossians chapter 2, verse 16 and verse 17.
Colossians 2:16. Let no man therefore judge you in meats or in drink, or in respect of an holy day, or of the new moon, or of the Sabbath days, which are a shadow of things to come, but the bodies of Christ.
You know, and Christ himself said he came to fulfill the law.
Okay, so let me quote him.
Yes.
From what he said. While listening to the tape, the record, he said...
That is the brother.
Yeah, the brother. He said... this will lead you, he said, the type and shadows will lead you out of course because it has no end. That is, it does not land you anywhere.
How will you say a shadow will not show you the image? Every shadow is evidence of the image. Every shadow. It is from the shadow you know there is an image.
From the shadow you know there is an image.
You see, so how will you now say that, I want you to understand that there are two mysteries. In fact, salvation itself is a mystery.
Hallelujah. Amen.
There are two mysteries. What is a mystery? A mystery is an encoded fact. I'm using my language. So if you Google says it differently, then don't query me because Google cannot understand the language of the Spirit. You see,
an encoded fact.
It's an encoded fact. And anything that is encoded can never be decoded unless he who encoded it decodes it.
True.
That's a fact.
Concerning salvation, it's a mystery. And everything, he encoded it so that only him will decode it for you. You just imagine, for instance, Luke chapter 10, verse 22.
Luke 10:22. All things are delivered to me of my Father.
This is Christ himself talking.
And no man knoweth who the Son is.
Can you see? He said, no man knows who the Son is.
But the Father.
Only the Father knows who he is.
And who the Father is, but the Son. And he to whom the Son will reveal him.
Can you then understand why in Matthew 16, he told Peter, flesh and blood. When he said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God.
Yes,
he asked him a question, who do men say I am the Son of God? He said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. What did he say?
And Jesus, answered and said unto him,
yes.
Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven.
Because only the Father knows who the Son is.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Did you see? So it's a mystery.
True.
Now, he asked the Pharisees and the Sadducees, why are you people wanting to kill me? What have I done wrong?
That's true.
For all that you teach, we don't see anything wrong with you. But what? But you being an ordinary man,
making
thyself God because he said he's the Son of God. That's why they want to kill him. But Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of God.
The living God. Hallelujah.
You see, we must see, there are two mysteries. I was trying to drop that. There is the mystery of godliness, 1 Timothy 3:16.
Yes, sir.
And there is the mystery of iniquity, 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 7. Correct?
Yes, sir. Correct, sir.
Two mysteries.
Yes, sir.
Now, what are these mysteries? The mystery of godliness. The mystery of godliness is that God was manifested in the flesh.
Hallelujah.
It's a mystery. It's a mystery that the creator of the heavens and the earth was, but was on earth here, and they were slapping him, and they were caning their maker.
My God.
And they hung him on the cross. Now, you see, now it's a mystery. So, and this mystery, unless it is decoded, you can never know. And because of lack of that knowledge, that is why we have the doctrine of Trinity, three persons in one God. Now, he made a statement. He said, these types.
Yes, sir.
What did he say?
He said, it would take you out of course.
No.
It will not lead you anywhere. It does not have an
end. No, it is lack of understanding of these that will take you out of course.
Okay.
Do you understand?
Okay.
It is lack of understanding of these parables, of these shadows, that will take you out of course.
Not the type and shadows.
Not the type of and shadows.
So the types and the shadows are like the encoded.
They are encoded. Now, if you go to Matthew chapter 13. Mm. If you go to Matthew chapter 13.
Yes, sir.
Now you spoke about the parable of the soils.
Yes, sir. Mm,
yeah. Correct?
Yes, sir.
And in verse 9, he said something.
Mm. Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear.
Again.
Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear.
Again.
Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear.
Who hath ears to hear?
Let him hear.
Let him hear. Hang it there first. Who has ears? Who has ears to hear? Let him
hear.
Now, Matthew chapter 11.
Matthew 11.
Yes. Verse 13. 14 and 15.
For all the prophets and the law prophesied until John.
Until John.
And if you will receive it.
If you will receive it.
Yes, this is Elias, which was for to come.
But the Bible says Elijah will come. So, let them wait till Elijah is coming. You see the mystery I'm talking about?
Yes, sir.
And what did he say?
He that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
So go back there again, verse 9, Matthew 13.
Who hath ears to hear, let him hear.
Go on.
And the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto
why
them in parables?
Why speakest thou unto them
in parables?
He goes out and preaches, and all he does is parable, parable, parables.
Encoded messages.
Uh-huh.
He answered and said unto them,
yes.
Because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven.
Uh-huh.
But to them it is not given.
So, these are the kind of scriptures when I read, I become afraid. I become afraid. If you go to John chapter 6 again,
hallelujah.
You know, verse 37.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
John 6, 37, yes?
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
Uh-huh.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
But remember, they are supposed to come. Because of Matthew 11, 28.
Yes, sir.
Go back there.
Matthew 11, 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden.
And this Jesus Christ said, come to me.
All ye that labor and are heavy laden,
and I will give you rest. Come to me, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Go back to that John 6 again, verse 37.
All that the Father giveth me shall come to me.
All those, it's only those that the Father giveth him that will come to him.
Yes, sir.
And him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out.
Now go to verse 44.
No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him.
And
I will raise him up at the last day.
Does this not let you know that salvation is too mysterious? To just read this Bible like some literature book.
He made a comment, Daddy. I'm seeing the heaviness of some of these things and seriousness. He said the simplicity of the gospel does not need any explanation. How true is this statement?
Now, if it does not need any explanation, then how will we have known that all the Psalm 110, Psalm 22, Psalm 2, Psalm 16, Psalm 24, and many other scriptures that we were reading like a poem, like songs in the Psalms, we are fulfilled in Christ Jesus hanging up. That was Christ you were talking about. How we have known if the apostles did not break it down for us? How will we have known that things that Christ was doing, he was fulfilling scripture? How, if it was not broken down for us?
True.
How will we understand 1 Thessalonians 4:16? Oh yeah.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 16.
Yes.
For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout.
With a shout.
With the voice of the archangel.
Trump.
And with the trump of God.
And what will happen?
And the dead in Christ shall rise first.
So, if William Branham did not come to break this particular scripture down for us, we would have been like all the denomination waiting for papa. How will we have understood what Christ meant about the gates of hell shall not prevail?
That's true.
How will we have ever understood the book of Revelation. Do you see anybody going to the book of Revelation? If we didn't have people like William Branham coming to explain to us what actually happened in the Garden of Eden,
why would we need pastors and teachers?
Why would we need pastors and teachers
yes,
when the Holy Ghost is there?
Yes. Mm.
Why do we need men at all? Why will Apostle Paul say, follow me?
Follow me. That I follow
as
Christ.
I follow Christ. How would you say you don't follow a man? You must follow a man.
Mm.
And this brother is a pastor. Mm. So his people are not following him.
Mm.
You must follow him. Mm. If they don't follow him, how will he point them to Christ?
Mm.
John chapter 1.
Oh, man of God. Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Proverbs 35.
John 1:35.
Yes.
Mm. Again, the next day after John stood and two of his disciples.
Yes.
And looking upon Jesus as he walked.
Whose disciple? He had his disciples.
John's disciples. John's
disciples. Meaning what? They were his followers.
Mm-hmm.
John had followers. John had followers. Even Amen. Long after he died. Apostle Paul met some of his followers in Acts 19.
That's true, sir.
Okay. But now watch what happened.
And looking upon Jesus as he walked, he said, behold the Lamb of God.
What did he tell?
Behold the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
And they followed Jesus. They were all standing there. Jesus was standing there, but those two disciples did not know who was standing there. They needed the John to say, see him
Amen.
Before they could follow him.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I mean by if you turn down the ministry of William Branham, it can never be perfected. That's nothing more. You know, what did he say? He said, believe the Lord your God.
And you shall be established.
That's right.
What did he say?
Believe
shall you prosper. So shall you prosper.
But the same Bible says, for it is God that gives you the power to make wealth.
Mm.
Why are you bringing prophet into it again?
Mm.
Because precept was built upon precept. Mm. Line upon line.
Mm.
Here a little and there a little. The just shall live by revelation. Faith.
Mm.
Faith. To faith.
So you're just reminding
Revelation,
me of
Revelation.
Apostle Paul saying that I might impart unto you some spiritual gifts.
And then Apostle Paul said you will impart.
So that ye may be established.
Yes.
So if the gospel is this simple, like he said, and it doesn't need the explanation, then John 3:16.
There will be no teachers.
John 3:16 does not have, how do we understand for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? We just believe it the way it is written.
That's all. So, you know, of course, that's what the Orthodox denominations.
The simplicity of the gospel.
Of course, the gospel is very simple.
Mm.
But who makes it simple? Mm. What makes it simple? It's understanding.
Amen.
What makes it simple is understanding.
It's understanding. Yeah, it's a revelation.
True.
Mm.
Because it's upon the rock of the revelation of who he is, I build my church.
Mm.
And the church is a spiritual house. So, what is a parable? A parable is a simple story used to illustrate a moral or a spiritual lesson. That's all.
A simple story.
It's a simple story used to illustrate a moral or spiritual lesson.
Thank you
so much.
So,
a parable is a similitude.
Mm. It's a type.
It's an illustration.
Amen.
You know, that is what produces, they call them adage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, instead of talking straight, you use something, to illustrate. I don't know. They're not Igbo. Oh, Igbo people have. I wish I can just remember any more adage now that explains, you know, a fact very, very clear. So these parables are spoken to make us, for instance, understand what the kingdom of God is. Take, for instance, we have seven parables in Matthew chapter 13. Each parable was talking and reflecting each of the seven church ages. The characteristics, they were there. 7. You see? What the church will go through until the harvest time. That is what we see also in the parable. You see, I think he was mixing two parables there. The parable of the soil in Mark chapter 4 from verse 1.
Yes, sir.
The different type of soil is the individual. It's for the individual. But for the church, it is from verse 26.
That's right.
The growing seed. So you will notice that it's talking about what the church will go through. And now history makes it clear for us. So that the church dies, and it died now.
Thank you for mentioning this, sir, because I was going to ask you. The same brother said it, that Mark 4, 26 to 29 is applied to the individual.
No, it is. For the individual, it's from verse 1. Mark.
Okay.
You know, the parable of the soil.
Yes, sir.
That's right.
That is for the individual, for our faith.
That's right.
You know, but from verse 26.
And he said, so is the kingdom of God.
That's the first one.
As if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself.
That is how about the church is not talking about the individual here, that parable, verse 29. But the one that the seed is cast, depending on the various grounds, you know, from verse 1.
Yes. And he began to teach by the seaside, and there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea, and the whole multitude were by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parable, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow, and it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, it was scorched, and because it had no roots, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. Another fell on good ground, and did yield fruit that sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear.
And verse 10.
And when he was alone, they that were about him with the 12 asked of him the parable. And he said unto them, unto you it is given to know the mystery of the kingdom of God. But unto them that are without, all these things are done in parables.
And then he went to verse 14.
The sower sowed.
Okay, verse 13.
And he said unto them, know ye not this parable? How then will you know all parables?
Can you see? Because you need to know these parables. Because these parables will make you understand the kingdom of God. That's why the kingdom of God is us. The kingdom of God is us. So if you understand this, then you will understand what I am doing. So he uses this, and he said, the sower soweth the word. So you get it now.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, it begins. This is for individuals. But when you come to the same after that again, he went with some other parable. The next parable on the growing seed. In fact, the parable, even there's the parable of the lamb.
Yeah, that's right. The candle.
The candle lamb. Yes. And then other parables, all explaining, you know, the Christian faith, explaining what the church will go through.
Hallelujah.
Or how do you explain the parable of the mustard seed? Is it an individualistic
parable? Is that an individualistic one? No. It is to make us understand salvation, church, understand redemption. So parables are very, very, very relevant.
Types and shadows.
And if the Old Testament is a shadow of the New, that means the New Testament fulfills
the Old.
So the picture of the New Testament is given in the Old Testament.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And you had him making reference to the story of Joseph. Just flip over it.
Yeah.
He said, only Joseph. Now, and you have to learn to place these things properly. Now we came to the story of Esther.
Yeah, his comment was Joseph's story, it seems more balanced. Yes, because he's a Jew. But he said that of Esther. King Ahasuerus is a Gentile, Esther is a Jew. It doesn't have any placing in the New Testament. And none of the apostles refer to it in talking about the Christian church.
No, because he is not, you know, placing that parable properly. Because that Esther, being a Jew, represented two things. Number one, you have to get to know what it represents, because I've taken enough teaching on that.
That's true.
You know. Mm-hmm. But more importantly is that she was a slave. So how can a slave be a queen? How can a slave ever be a queen? Christ called the Gentile dogs. Unclean. We were unclean until he showed Peter in Acts chapter 10. Unclean animals were coming. He said, Peter, kill and eat. He said, like.
Type of the Gentiles.
It was a type. I don't know what my brother believed. It was a type.
Galatians 4, Apostle Paul spoke of the two mountains. He said these are an allegory.
An allegory.
Yeah, an allegory, right. Yeah.
You see, even the story of Abraham,
Ishmael and Isaac,
Abraham's children, Ishmael and Isaac,
Galatians 4:24.
He said they are allegory.
An allegory, yes, sir.
Right. One means this, and the other one is speaking about this. So why? What is confusing here?
And Apostle Peter also spoke of baptism. He said the like figure.
The like figure.
Yes, sir.
Because
yes, sir.
Apostle Paul talked about you dying with Christ.
That's true.
And resurrecting with him. And an ordinance must be obeyed.
Yes, sir.
If you don't obey that commandment and enter that water and come out in the name of the Lord, your sins will never be remitted.
I'm even talking of Peter's own when he spoke of Noah. First Peter 3.
Yes.
By which also, verse 20, which sometime were disobedient, when once the long suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was preparing, wherein few, that is, 8 souls were saved by water, the like figure, whereunto even baptism also doth not save you. So the baptism of Noah is a type.
Like figure.
These things are there. and that means my brother will never go near the book of Revelation. Because everything there is symbols. That means my brother will just say it as it is. So there are seven spirits of God. The Bible talk about seven spirits. So he will say God has seven spirits.
Okay, sir.
Before the throne of God are some four beasts. Animals are there in the throne of God.
They are all
types. The same thing also. You can't do away with that. You can never understand. That's why the generality of the denomination will tell it is apple that they eat. My brother believes that there was a literal fruit that was eaten. Say it as it is. There's no need explanation. You know, and if the Bible says he gave gifts to men and make some apostles, give some this, prophets, evangelists,
pastors, and teachers.
Yes. If Christ himself said, for the work of the ministry, my brother has to understand that the fivefold ministry is Christ himself at work.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen and amen.
God has chosen to use men to spread the gospel. But it is Christ himself in them doing the work.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? Even Christ himself was God in a man. Reconciling men
to himself. That's right.
Amen.
People have to understand
Hallelujah.
That. Amen.
So for my brother to talk about he cannot understand my placement of the book of Esther. It is because God has not yet opened his eyes of understanding. And I pray that if it's needed for his perfection, he will see it also.
Amen.
The question is, if you don't know about the story of Esther, will you not go to heaven? Well, you may not even know how to read or write. But you are supposed to hear. Take heed.
Oh, to hear.
Oh, you hear.
That's right. You hear.
Yes. And because there will be some that didn't go to school, God raised pastors that have gone to school that can break this thing down for them. We have to understand that.
Amen.
So what that illiterate should know, he will hear it. Because it's not he who has a hand to write.
Ears.
He who has eyes to read.
Hallelujah.
It is he who has ears to hear.
That's in there.
Because some have ears, they cannot hear. Some have eyes, they cannot see. So here is the mystery of redemption.
Okay.
Wow.
There's still several things that arose from the last episode of Rapture Watch. Yes. There's an interesting one coming, but we'll touch them after this short break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.